You know, if I was, I'd be on an officially sanctioned break. So it's all good. I'm good to chat right now.
So what do you do for the VPD? Can we start there? Because that's what everyone wants to know.
Yeah, sure. I'm a detective. I work in the Special Investigation Section.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, been here for 17 years.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you think being a cop has made it hard to date? Do people get spooked by that?
The right ones don't, I guess. So maybe, you know, I think the combination probably of shift work and kids, mm-hmm. that probably is what makes it tough. And they are long work days. And so, you know, my kids are older now, they're 19 and 22, but, you know, you're either at work or you're doing kid stuff.
Are guys like intimidated, especially because now that we found out you're a detective, does that intimidate guys who want to date you? Because like,
I guess we're gonna find out.
Yeah.
Some of the Facebook comments, people being like, "Whoa, like, I don't want to go on a date with the cop. She's gonna grill me on the first date." Like,
I know. I promise I won't.
No.
I think it's like any job. You have to be able to put that aside. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
So why did you decide to sign up for a radio station dating contest?
I'm not making my own choices well. So
story of my life.
I thought I would put it in someone else's hand.
How do your kids feel about you being a part of this? Do they listen to JR as well?
They absolutely do. Yeah. My daughter loves it. And my son, he just rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
Classic
so,
boys.
As a boy would. Yeah. Yes.
Can I circle back to you being the VPD detective? Do you have a partner? I'm enthralled by this. Do you have a partner?
So I actually work on a team of six.
Oh. Yeah. Would any of them be willing to come on the radio and tell us secrets about you?
Oh, I bet you're going to get some calls.
All right. Yeah. We're going to
reach
out.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
So would you ever date another cop?
I was married to a police officer.
Okay.
But, you know, never say never. Mm. Like probably out of Vancouver.
Would you date someone who has a criminal record?
Well, you know, that's a big question. That's a depends, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can have, you know, people can have criminal records for all different kinds of reasons and from different times and stuff like that. So
we'll get you some guy fresh out of jail, okay?
Yeah. He'd be out for a couple of weeks, you know, get his life back together. So explain to us what your ideal guy was. Like, if we nailed this 100%, knocked it out of the park, who are we sending you on this date to Carrie Underwood with?
Somebody, you know, witty, funny, confident. I love to laugh, love to have a good time. I'm in the gym a lot. I'm like paddleboard, just taking up golf. I hike. So I'd love somebody that was fit as well and also can do their own stuff. I'm fine too. And I golf with coworkers and friends, and I don't need somebody with me all the time to do those things. And I love being outside, love being by the water.
Does he have to have a head of hair? Are you okay with the bald dude?
Yeah, I'm okay with bald. I love scruff.
How often do you work out? Because the pictures and stuff I've seen of you, you got a rocking body. You're so fit.
Thanks.
You're killing it at 48.
You look way better than I do at 31.
Yeah. So what are you doing in the gym? Every day, three times a week? What is it?
Five or six.
I think Doc and I collectively do that a year.
Combined. So you're a detective, so you don't wear a uniform, right? Do you wear street clothes?
Yeah, I wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Have you ever been undercover before?
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Yeah.
Doc
cool.
is, like, really jazzed. We won't put that on the really.
Can I put that on the radio, or is that bad?
Yeah, no, I think I'm done with that.
Yeah,
so
okay,
sure.
We won't say any details, but you have been undercover.
Yeah.
That is, you're the coolest chick. I love you so much.
Okay. Woman.
Oh, you're awesome. You are awesome.